This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Uncover is the name of the exhibition of work at the Norval Foundation, and we're going to be speaking to the artist who is Kamya Binish Tarich.
That's right.
I hope I got that one right.
That's right.
Kamya, tell us a bit about where you're coming from, and then we'll talk about where you're going to.
Okay, where I'm coming from, if that question means the country, I'm coming from Iran. I moved to Cape Town when I was 15, and that was in 2011. And yeah, that's where I'm coming from. And where I'm going to, it's happened to be that I'm... And it's my career. I'm becoming an artist.
So but your background is, I gather, Ruth Prowse, and then on to
yes,
my kids.
Yeah, so that's if we get to through my education, yes. So I did my diploma at Ruth Prowse School of Art, which is in Woodstock. It's a beautiful school. The campus is fantastic. And then after that, I went to Michaelis, and I did third and fourth year there. And I basically got my graduation exhibition was last year at Michaelis.
But also tell us a bit about the way you started exhibiting and how you got involved in a very different format. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was very interesting for me. When I started my education while I was at school, even at Ruth Prowse, at the same time, I almost started having a career outside of the school as well. So I was exhibiting, I was part of group shows. And when I finished at Ruth Prowse, I went to Michaelis, more opportunities. So at the same time, when I was... getting my education done. Also, I think I was building a career outside of the institution, which was also amazing because sometimes they would collide and it was very interesting, like getting supervisions from your supervisors that are also like involved in the art scene, which makes it great.
And what were you experimenting with? Because I see it to me, it's a work of experimentation and process. A particular process is so important.
Yeah, I think definitely the process is very important. I think like when we go back to my work, there is this experiment with the materiality. And there's experiment with the language, there's an experiment with the form of writings and mark making. So I think it's very much based on process, both long term and short term. So yeah.
And text is a very important issue too, yes?
Absolutely. Now, it's not an important issue, I wouldn't say like an important issue. It's more about the text as a form of mark making. In fact, I usually want it's not to be a big issue, rather be like a mark making that is not necessarily trying to comprehend something that is important.
Now, I'm not trying to do this as a put down, but I think I'd like you to explain why I would use the comment that your work is off the wall.
Off the wall. So I think this particular project is specifically, if you're talking about the Uncover at Norval Foundation, it's started from the accident actually that I had with cold glue. Was working on canvas, I was working both on canvas, stretched canvas, but also like loose fabric, like canvas material or like chiffon or any other kind of fabric. And for that particular project that I was working prior to this exhibition, which I had this exhibition at Goethe Institute in Johannesburg, I was working, the material that I was using was ink, bleach, and at the end I would apply cold glue on the fabric. And how I was working on the fabric, I would like nail it onto the wall and work, and then at the end I would apply the cold glue, and sometimes the cold glue would drip on the wall. And one day I accidentally discovered that when I peeled off that dried cold glue on the wall, it also peeled the first layer of the wall, the paint. So, and then that inspired me to apply cold glue on the entire wall, and I took off my studio wall, which had all these traces from my previous work that I had no intention.
Well, that's the most fascinating part of all, that you're talking about layers and you're talking about textures. And I can only say to people, please go and do this exhibition. You have to experience it. And one of the things I'd also encourage you to do is to have a look at the video before or after, which will explain some of the process and how this amazing young man, Kamya Binish Tarich, has done some amazing work, which to me was new, different, and very exciting. And to keep you informed about the what, the why, and the where of the Cape Town art scene, check the Arts and Crafts map and log into mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Her is an exhibition with 48 works from Marion Arnold to Florence Zeffie of painting, sculpture and printmaking, showcasing the diverse talents of South African women artists from earliest 20th century to the present. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibition or works in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za.